name of Jesus, amen. The passage of scripture which will be our focus of consideration is the text just read from Matthew chapter 25, familiarly known as the parable of the talents. You may be seated. No doubt you've heard the old adage, safety first. Probably heard it many times from your mother growing up, and the government will remind us of this adage through OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, Homeland Security. Even Bob the Builder, that claymation figure so familiar to 3- and 4-year-old boys, repeatedly puts forth the adage, safety first. And it seems to be a very, very reasonable approach to life, a reasonable philosophy. Apparently, it was the philosophy taken by one character in this parable of Jesus. The story goes like this. The master entrusts to 3 servants his wealth and then goes out on a journey. To one, he entrusts 5 talents, and this servant goes and risks the talents in investments and reaps 5 more. To a second, he entrusts 2 talents, and likewise, this servant reaps 2 more talents. To the third, he entrusts 1 talent, and the response of this servant is described for us in verse 18. But he who had received the 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Apparently, this servant is taking the approach of safety first. We'll keep it safe, safe and sound. No risk of losing it in a Ponzi scheme in his investments. No risk of the stock market crashing and it being lost. He'll just bury it in the ground. It's safe there. That's his motto, safety first. Well, then the master returns and requires an accounting of these servants, and when the one with the 10 talents comes and presents them, the master commends him, well done, good and faithful servant. Next, the one with 4 talents comes, and he is commended, well done, good and faithful servant. But Jesus tells the story of the third in this way. He also who had received the 1 talent came forward saying, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, requiring where you did not sow and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours. I was afraid. Ah, there we see his motive. The motive is of fear. And so he does the safe thing, safety first. Well, of course, this is a parable. And so it's not to be taken literally in the sense of Jesus is giving us command regarding financial investments necessarily. So what is its meaning? I think to understand its meaning, we need to go back to the beginning of this discourse at the beginning of chapter 24, where we're told that the disciples of Jesus came privately to him. And so he is speaking these words to the disciples in a kind of private context. The stories, the parables as well. And so if he's speaking to disciples, these who will be apostles, those soon to be sent out into the mission, what is it that's being entrusted to them? It's the gospel. It's Christ's ministry. It's his mission. That's what's being entrusted to them. And that is what has been entrusted to us as well. The gospel, ministry, the mission of God. But so oftentimes our response is like that servant, the response of safety first. Don't take risks. Do what is safe. Do what is easy. Seek security in our calling, rather than the difficult way of discipleship. We go the safe way. We follow the path of least resistance rather than the path that is strenuous. Safe things rather than hard things, rather than right things. Max Stiles has written a very helpful guide for mission trips. And in one of his chapters entitled Unnecessary Risks, he writes these words. There seems to be a growing cultural view that safety is our highest value. I don't think it is limited to the secular world either. Few of our students have been challenged to risk their lives for the sake of Jesus. Many pastors and Christian parents demand guarantees of safety that we are unable to give. But those who live for safety alone end up living joyless lives. End quote. And Stiles goes on to say that this concern for safety can become a kind of idolatry, as we Lutherans understand idolatry to fear, love, and trust something above God. We fear for our own personal well-being more than trusting God. Now, I need to qualify this. This doesn't mean that we go out in mission and ministry and look for danger, seek out danger. That's a form of idolatry in itself. But if we are doing God's mission, most likely danger will seek us. Opposition will seek us. This is the point Jesus makes earlier in chapter 24 as well, when he warns the apostles in verse 9. Then they, that is the world, will deliver you up to tribulation and put you to death, and you will be hated by all nations for my sake. He's saying that's what you are to expect out there in the mission field. Hatred, opposition, even death. It's a hazardous path for you to follow out there. That's what you expect. And that's what we expect as well. Because the 21st century is not much different from the first century. We live in a contemporary culture that does not esteem Christianity. And certainly as you proclaim Christ and seek to carry out his ministry and mission, you will be reviled. You will face derision as well. And not just outside the walls of your churches, but even within the walls, as you seek to lead a church that is in its complacent, comfortable status of safety to aggressive mission, you will face opposition. When I first started ministry right out of the seminary, in the first few weeks of my pastoral ministry and my first call, the circuit counselor offered to have lunch with me. He paid for lunch, and I think it was primarily just to get to know one another and for him to share with me some of the goings on in the circuit. But he also wanted to talk about ministry. And I'll never forget him sitting across the table from me, and he focused on me very intently, and he said, David, I want you to know that if you are being faithful in ministry, ministry is always a blessing. But he also said, it's always difficult. It's never easy. If you are doing what God is calling you to do, it will never be easy. It will always be challenging. There will always be some opposition. Never easy. Wise words, true words. In this parable, the servant played it safe. And we must confess in our own lives of discipleship and mission, we oftentimes play it safe as well. But there was one servant who didn't play it safe. His mission was supremely perilous. This servant knew that to advance the work of God, to advance the kingdom of God, took sacrifice. It involved danger. But he was willing to relinquish his security for that mission. The Apostle Paul describes it in Philippians chapter 2. Jesus Christ, though in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but he made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, and being made in human likeness, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death on a cross, even when the path led to the cross. He took the hazardous path. He trod the Via Dolorosa, the way of sorrows, and it cost him his life, because his Father sent him on this mission to accomplish what you and I could not accomplish, and to do it for you. That is the will of God, perfectly, completely. And in his death, he delivers to you who have repentant faith pardon, pardon for your failure, pardon for your sin, pardon for your idolatry, pardon. And yet his death wasn't the final word. Paul continues the story in Philippians 2. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. God has highly exalted him. The resurrection is God's approval of Christ's mission and ministry, completed, accomplished. And in a very real sense, God the Father said to this servant, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And his resurrection assures you of the ultimate final victory as well. Victory no matter what perils you encounter, no matter what perils overcome you. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Safety first? In one sense, yes. Safety first and foremost in Christ. Because in him we are safe and we are secure. And in that security of his grace, we can now go forth boldly, courageously into the mission field. Safety first? No. In this way, and by his grace, it will be Christ first and his mission first as we go forth in his name. Amen.